everyone. Welcome to the Empowered Living with Anne O'Brien podcast. I'm your host, Anne O'Brien, and for the next 33 minutes, you'll hear dialogue on how to find your version of empowered living when it comes to love, money, sex, health, career, and more. I'll be sharing interviews with amazing experts in these areas, and I'll guide you in meditations and creative practices you can take into your life. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it, and go to anneobrienliving.com to sign up for lots more resources, including free meditations, videos, special offers, and events. Now, here we go. This episode is about expanding the heart. And gosh, my teacher, he used to talk about pain, and he saw a lot of people because he, like me, was a clairvoyant and spiritual healer, and people would come to him with their pain. And so one of the things that he discovered over time is that our pain, as he shared, isn't so much because we're not getting what we want in life. Where we feel our greatest pain is actually when we're not giving something we have to give. And as soon as I heard him say that, it was like, oh my God, that's so true. I could just feel how much of my pain in life had been because I hadn't been able to give, whether it was my creativity not fully being expressed, or whether it was not having at the time a partner and I yearned to share the love that I had inside of myself, et cetera, et cetera. So I really feel that it's true. Also, you know, finding purpose in life when we find a clear calling. And I know when I feel on purpose in my career and I'm giving and I'm serving, I feel way better than if I feel disconnected. So really feel that this is an important subject. I remember I used to go teach these kids Aikido classes when I was, in my 20s. I was practicing Aikido, which, if you don't know, is a martial art from Japan. And I would teach the 6 to 9 year old kids, mostly boys, and it was really fun. But sometimes at that point in my life, I would just feel down. I was at a point in my life where I didn't know what I was, you know, kind of going to do with myself. And I was like, I should have known by now. I was already in my 20s and, you know, kind of felt kind of blah certain times. And I remember one day I really didn't want to go and teach this class. I just wasn't up for it. Didn't want the world to see me, whatever. I was just in my funk. And I couldn't think of anybody to call. I couldn't think of anybody to cover for me. And I was like, well, I have to go, because I really, you know, felt devoted to my practice and the dojo and my commitments. And also I went, and by the end of the hour or 45 minutes teaching these kids, I had completely shifted my mood and completely forgotten that I was ever in a funk, because I realized, I mean, it wasn't even anything logical. It was just, I opened my heart. I got there and I gave, and I saw these kids' faces light up because I contributed something to them. And suddenly I was in a great mood, you know, and it was like the other thing had never existed. And I think that's really, really important for each of us to consider, like, what's going to make us feel like we're contributing. And if we don't know, and our special guest talks about this, it's a good thing to meditate on. And we'll actually do a meditation at the end of this podcast. Even the simplest things, like walking a dog in the morning. I don't have a dog. I'm not really a dog person these days, but I grew up with dogs, and I was house sitting and taking care of a dog at one point, like 5 or 6 years ago. And I had been traveling by myself for a while, and I enjoyed being by myself. I didn't really feel lonely, but at the same time, it was very sort of internal space that I was in. And then I was all of a sudden take care of this dog, and getting up in the morning and before doing anything, getting that dog out and walking around, it did something for me. It made me feel more alive. And so I get it why people have dogs or have pets. You know, it's just something to give. So it could be as simple as a dog. It could be as big as your life purpose. In my intuitive training, we didn't really include the heart, which is interesting, because a lot of people think, when they think about spirituality, and they automatically think of the heart, like, why would you be in your head? You should be in your heart, blah, blah, blah. So in my training, because I was somebody who was already so open in my heart and already in a dysfunctional way, just so sensitive to everybody else's feelings and thoughts and desires and so on, I went to a type of clairvoyant training program that didn't really emphasize opening the heart. It emphasized more reading energy, clearing energy, how to see what's really going on, how to let go of other people's stuff, how to ground. All this was really important for me, but it didn't really teach me how to open my heart per se. I got that later. I got that through my yoga practice and in-depth studies of yoga, through dance, through music, through studying conscious relationship, through my own life experience. And I noticed that that's true for a lot of sensitive people. We don't feel safe to open the heart because we are already overgiving. We're all, our boundaries are already loose. And our special guest today, Wendy DeRosa, she's going to talk about that. And she actually has a really great explanation for this, where if we're overgiving, you know, we can get resentful and we don't want to give anymore, you know, and there can be boundary issues just because we're overgiving. So it's a nice new framework for those of us that feel like, and anybody that feels like the world's doing it to you and people are getting in your space and you're just, you know, it's sometimes it's easy to kind of point the finger outside yourself, but it's really our responsibility not to overgive and then to nurture ourselves. So we're going to get into that more and how to do that and then how to open the heart from there. So Wendy, in her book, she has a book called Expanding the Heart, and she talks about four stages of spiritual opening and expanding the heart. We're not going to get fully into this today, but I encourage you to check out her book, because if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling lost and you can't make sense of it, the good news is that's not necessarily a problem. It can actually be a really good sign, because when we're being called to expand in life, when there's growth happening in our life, when we're being called to do something new, to deepen our heart, to deepen our compassion, to forgive our past, whatever it is, that any of those things can be a form of expansion. We can feel stuck because we don't know how to go forward. We don't know where we're going because we've never been there before. So it's very unfamiliar, this expansion that's being called of us. And yet the old is no longer appealing because we've outgrown it. And so we're stuck because it's like, I don't want to go back and I don't want to go forward. And we don't always see it in the moment as clearly as we can see it in retrospect, in hindsight, from the mountaintop looking down and seeing the whole picture, right? So in the middle of it, it's just like, I can't move, I'm stuck and I'm lost. So just to know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. And if you're feeling that way, I think today's episode will really, really help you. So if you are looking to connect more with your heart and purpose, if you're looking to stop overgiving in life, if you're looking to start giving of what you really have to offer and to feel rewarded and fulfilled by that, if you're looking to heal boundary issues, or if for whatever reason you're curious about this topic, keep listening, because I think you're going to learn a lot and enjoy today. All right, so I'm going to bring on our special guest now. This is Anne O'Brien from anneobrienliving.com, and I am here with Wendy DeRosa. We're going to be speaking on expanding your heart. So I thought this would be a good topic around the holidays and New Year. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Wendy. She is an international intuitive energy healer, teacher, and author. She offers education for spiritual and personal growth for anyone wanting to develop their intuition, connect to the divine, and experience personal transformation. She is the founder of the School of Intuitive Studies and the Intuitive Healer Training Program. Wendy has appeared on CBS News, Better Connecticut numerous times, and her book, Energy Healing Through the Chakras, A Guide to Self-Healing, is an Amazon bestseller. Wendy is also a contributing author to the best-selling book, Bouncing Back, Thriving in Changing Times, with Wayne Dyer, Brian Tracy, John Assaraf, and other leaders in personal growth. Wendy's new book, Expanding Your Heart, Awakening Through Four Stages of a Spiritual Opening, is available now, and you can visit schoolofintuitivestudies.com for information. So hello, Wendy.
Hello, Anne. So good to hear you and be here.
Yeah, so nice to have you. Wendy and I have known each other personally for several years and feels like a kindred spirit. So I was reading a bit of her book today on Amazon and just didn't want to stop. And then it stopped me and said, click here to purchase. So maybe that'll happen to some of y'all listening, because she's got a lot of great stuff to share. So let's see, Wendy. So I saw as I was reading your book that you say that heart expansion is often preceded by people feeling lost or anxious or stuck. And I was like, wow, that's really good news, because so many people feel that way so often. And I wonder what your advice is on how do we transform these feelings and get to that heart expansion instead of going down like a downward spiral like so many people do.
Yeah. So a lot of this has to do, to answer your question, has to do with the energetic experience in the body that's happening as the heart basically is expanding and how we're engaging in the world. So I'm just going to kind of break this down on the energetic level a little bit. Okay. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm aware of in the heart expansion experience is that we're very forward focused in our world, in our life. You know, the front of our energy system, or the front of our heart, is about giving and engaging and being out there in the world. And we're forward focused in the frontal lobe, the front temple of the brain. And so we're thinking, and, you know, we're really trying to use our kind of our problem solving aspect of our brain in the world. And that includes our heart, in engaging in the front of our heart in the world. But we have the back side of our body energetically. Mm-hmm. We have the back of our heart specifically. And what happens when we live consciously in the front side of our heart is that we start to feel that the heart we need to get source. So we need love, we need connection, we need, you know, to be filled up. And if we're only doing that from the front side of our heart, so if I give to you, for example, from the front of my heart, and I'm not sourcing myself, or I'm not filling myself up, or self-love or self-care, then I'm going to feel resentful if I don't receive in return through the front side of the heart. But we have this backside of our heart chakra, our heart, you know, heart center. And so what I like to visualize for myself is that there's a waterfall of light that flows down through us, and particularly we lean back into the backside of that waterfall, and that we take grace in through the backside of our heart to fill ourselves up and to bring that into the center of the heart, so that, and give from that place, to give from being receiving in through the backside of the heart. Because the emotional experience that we have and the boundary things that we run into typically is because our consciousness is hyper-focused in the front side of the heart chakra.
That makes sense.
And yeah, and you know, and even what's even happening, whether we realize this or not, is, I mean, this is how I've been seeing when I look at energy systems and I've had my own experience, is that the divine or the universe, whatever word you want to say, is really like knocking on the backside of our hearts for us to open up anyway. And a lot of people might experience that as a deep calling. Like, I feel called to, you know, live my life's purpose, or to explore more my gifts of intuition, or to, you know, figure out more, you know, discover more of who I am and serve in a bigger way. And it's because grace is knocking for a lot of people on the backside of the heart and asking for us to open up and say yes to it and have that experience of the heart expansion happening, but from the inside, or I should say backside, as opposed to blowing the front of our hearts open to be fully engaged in the front side of our hearts, which actually isn't healthy. You know, it can cause us, you know, cause imbalances.
Absolutely. So how do we know if we're being called in this way?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, it's intuitive, in that there's some feeling that, you know, I'm here to do something bigger. What I'm doing right now isn't working. I feel stuck. I feel lost. I feel confused. Oftentimes, those feelings indicate that a change is on the rise.
Yeah.
Like, there is something around the corner, and that is probably a shift, and includes an internal shift. But I think it's that deeper call, that deeper feeling that I'm here to serve in a bigger way, or do something that is going to have impact in, you know, for people, for myself and for others.
Yeah.
And I think about it in terms of, you know, it's so beneficial for people who are teachers or who are mothers or who are givers or caregivers, even practitioners. It's like
healers.
We have to, healers. It's like we have to, it's so much of how we're being of service in the world is about using our own heart, our own personal energy. And what a better way to just lean back into getting sourced.
Yeah.
The light coming in, filling yourself up, and that self-love so that you can actually give through the front of the heart, you know, from feeling
full,
you know, feeling that you're receiving. Yeah,
yeah.
From feeling full.
It's funny, I've heard this as dating advice too. Not in so many words, but the idea of leaning back on a date has been given to women who tend to overgive on a date to actually get into their feminine. So it's interesting you're sharing this in a bigger sense.
Yeah, that is interesting. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's such a good, I mean, the example you gave about dating, the dating, was so great. It's like I can see that if you imagine like, oh, in this situation where I don't know this person, I could see myself being pulled forward and swept out of myself.
Yeah.
But what would it feel like to not give myself away and lean back into my back of my heart, feel love expand for self, myself with a capital S.
Yes.
Fill the heart up and then just really hold center and be, you know, be there in the present with this person.
Yeah.
But just from a more self-connected place.
Yeah. I'm thinking about living life like as if we're dating the divine at all times.
Yeah. I mean, I really believe that that I say spirit is moving us and expanding us to expanding our consciousness. I mean, we really are in a very, very dynamic time. So we have incredible expansion happening. So people are, you know, going for, you know, doing light work in the world. And at the same time, there's tremendous pain and acting out of pain that's happening. So there's this incredible duality that's happening. And the truth is we are in a planet of duality. But I think that the reason it's so important for people to understand and get connected to their gifts is because it's bigger than us. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than us. It's like this planet needs us to show up in our power, to show up in our light. And the more we shy away from our own divine gifts that we've been given, the more that we end up creating, validating our shadow.
Yeah.
And our shadow, and then we're in the world in our shadow, contributing to more shadow in the world. I mean, the heart has the capacity to hold dueling emotions, so it can hold grief and joy at the same time. And that can be confusing. But if we allow ourselves to say, you know what, I can be present in my own pain, in my own heartache, and my own fears, and I can be present in my own joy and bliss.
Yeah.
And because that's being in the heart. I mean, if we're all joyful, that's actually not balanced in the heart.
Right.
You know, I don't want to hear about your pain. I just want to be happy. That's not heart-centered, you know?
Yeah.
And if we're on the flip side, if we're, you know, really in the funk and really down on ourselves, we're also, the heart isn't fully open.
Yeah.
In that case, it's not open to the light of ourselves. It's learning to be connected to the fullness of the heart, but also understanding that, you know, spirit's knocking on the back of the heart chakra to say, you know, here's your gift. Wake up. And here it is. You've had it this whole time. Now, you know, will you accept? And will you live it? And will you be it in the world?
So your New Year's call, this podcast is going to be released, I believe, 2 days before it starts. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that and where people can register?
Yeah, so it's called the New Year's Tele Retreat. This is actually the ninth year that I've run it.
Wow.
It's a 3-day, I know, it's a 3-day retreat, and it's you do it from your own home, which is wonderful. It's a 1-hour call on the 29th and the 30th and 31st. So three calls. They're 60 minutes. I go into deep guidance. I connect in with the spirit guides and angels and facilitate a very powerful energy clearing, spiritual aligning, and kind of activation, soul activation for the new year, for 2017. And yeah, the topic is on living divinely connected in a chaotic world. So it's how we are being asked to connect into ourselves very deeply and get very centered around all of our goals, any mm-hmm. goal or dream that you create for yourself, and how to live that connection more fully going forward into the new year. So there's an awesome special. I'm so excited about it right now, but it's so that if you enroll in the New Year's tele retreat, you can bring a friend for free. So you can bring a guest. So two for the price of one if you enroll in the New Year's tele retreat, and you can find it on my website. It's schoolofintuitivestudies.com. So yeah, I would love for you to join us if you are interested.
Great. Yeah, I think we need that right now. the world definitely feels like it's in a chaotic space as a whole, you know, so good work. And I love what you said about chaos bringing clarity. So thank you so much, Wendy, for your time. I look forward to sharing this, and glad you're doing your thing there.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you so much, too. It was lovely, and I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. So in this part of our podcast, I'm going to lead you in a meditation so that you can get a sense of some of these techniques that Wendy shared, and getting a sense of this experience of what would it be like to fill the backside of your heart, to source yourself, to connect into a nurturing energy for yourself and give from that place, to ground your lower chakras so that the heart has a solid base from which to expand. So I'm going to lead you in kind of my interpretation of some of what she shared and some of the dialogue that I had with her, and give you a taste of that. So if you'd like to do this, you can go ahead and find a comfortable place where you can just sit by yourself for the next 8 to 10 minutes or so. So turning off the distractions, closing the door, whatever you need to do, just to really give yourself this time to go within. And then I encourage you to sit somewhere like a couch or a chair where your feet can be flat on the floor. You can prop up your back with pillows if that helps you to sit up straight and be comfortable. And then once you're there, just start to check in with your breathing. Perhaps close your eyes and get a sense of your breath moving in and out. Just notice it for now. Paying more attention to your breath and less attention to all the thoughts and all the external pulls for now. Just taking a moment to connect to yourself. Great. And then notice your body, and notice if in this moment you're leaning forward or back or kind of slumped to one side, if you're kind of shoulders are rolling in, or if you're lifting, puffing up your chest, sticking your ribs out, like what is going on with your body? And again, just noticing it. And does the position you're in feel normal? And if not, what would feel normal? And then notice what normal feels like besides the fact that it looks a certain way and that you're leaning a certain way or not. How does that make you feel? Just kind of notice. Great. And then once you've noticed what you're doing in the moment and what might feel normal, you can go ahead and just consciously decide to sit taller. So imagine as if somebody's taking a string and pulling the crown of your head up, lengthening the back of your neck as much as the front as you sit taller, and take a breath in. Please push the belly out, fill the belly, then the heart, chest, and lungs all the way to the top as you sit taller, inhaling. And exhale, relax the breath out. I'm continuing just with a smooth, steady breath. I'd like to invite you to imagine yourself in some different situations. So first of all, let's imagine that you're with your husband or wife or partner or maybe a love interest or a past partner if you're not in a current relationship. And just notice kind of how you tend to move your body, or if there's a certain physiological response, something happening in your body and the sensations you're noticing as you picture that scene. Good. And then coming back to neutral, sitting tall. Take a breath in and out. And then imagine yourself at work. At work, if you're in a job, or if you're a parent, you could imagine yourself in your parenting work or your homemaking work, or if you're an artist in your creative work, but imagine yourself at work, whatever that means to you. Notice any physiological response that comes up. If your body leans a certain way, if your shoulders slump, or if your chest puffs out, or if you tighten up or feel shaky, or whatever happens. Good. And then once you've noticed that, sit up nice and tall. And the last one I'll ask you to imagine is if you're with somebody who triggers you. Could be a family member, could be a coworker, could be a neighbor, could be a political figure, could be anybody. Anybody who triggers you. And notice your body's responses. How do you breathe? How do you sit? What sensations do you notice? And you can especially notice your heart. Good. And then once you've noticed that, come back to neutral, sit tall again. You can consider whether you've been overgiving in any way, or whether you've been holding back, or what's been going on. If you feel ungrounded. So if you're sensing any kind of imbalance here, we're going to do a little practice to hopefully help you with that. So as you're sitting tall, I'd like you to go ahead, first of all, and say hello to the root chakra, which is an energetic center at the base of your spine. Create a big tree trunk from your hips and root chakra. It looks kind of like a spinning wheel of light right below the tailbone. And let that energetic center just become a big tree trunk. So from that energetic center, you're growing roots. You're growing a big, hollow, and strong trunk of a tree, your favorite tree perhaps. Let the roots go all the way down into the center of the earth and just anchor your lower body so that you feel steady. That's what my 4-year-old says this does for her. It makes her feel steady, which is a good thing. Exhale. Let yourself just anchor. Feel the earth. Say hello to the second chakra, which is an energetic center in your low belly, low back. And just imagine that you could sense that, feel that, and allow that second chakra also to anchor. You can ground your entire pelvis here if this helps you. Ladies, you can ground your womb. Anybody, men, women, you can ground your lower belly, or literally ground if you can sense or see in your mind's eye that spinning wheel of light at the low belly, low back, just along the spine, ground that. Good. And then same thing with your third chakra, which is at your diaphragm or mid-back. It's right in the middle there, so you can access it either front or back. Just say hello to that spinning wheel of light. And if it's kind of hard to see it, or if the energy looks in your mind's eye kind of fuzzy or unclear, or if it feels blocked, or if it feels dark or looks dark or dense, you could just imagine, ask yourself, what color does this third chakra want to be? And whatever color comes to mind is probably right. There's really no right or wrong, but it's what's right for you in this moment. So bring in a color that makes you feel happy, powerful, strong, capable, in your healthy will, and let that color just start to spin in a beautiful wheel of light right around your diaphragm and mid-back, right in the middle of your spine there. Let it get brighter and let yourself ground that chakra, ground that energetic center, like a flower with a stem down to the earth, basically. And as you do, you let the chakra get brighter and you just feel strong. And then as Wendy mentioned, you know, grounding these lower chakras will actually allow the heart to expand more. So you can imagine in yoga, there's a practice called Uddiyana Bandha, which is pulling up, gently pulling up right below the heart around the diaphragm, lifting it and allowing that to lift the heart. So see if you can imagine that and practice that a little bit here. Good. And I'm already noticing my heart feels a lot stronger and just my whole being feels more centered. So just check in and see what you're noticing. And then as Wendy mentioned, most of us in our culture tend to be rushing forward or focusing forward all the time. So starting to take your next inhale into this back of the heart. So breathing in from the belly, pushing the belly out, then letting the breath come up to the diaphragm and then up to the heart. And not only the front of the heart, but the back of the heart too. Imagine you can fill the back of the heart with breath. And then exhale as you're ready. And then simultaneously, you can go ahead and imagine a beautiful stream of golden light coming from above you and filling the central column of your spine, and particularly filling the back of your body and back of the heart. So it's filling your heart from the back. And imagining this is the most nurturing, nourishing energy that's here to support you, that's loving you, that's replenishing you. So you're completely being filled, and you're continuously being filled by Source with pure love and nourishment and support. And you always have an overflow to give. Breathing, sitting tall. And now at this moment, you could ask for guidance. Ask, what does your heart want to share right now? What wants to flow freely from your heart? You might get a picture, a sound, a word, a phrase, a thought, a knowing, a feeling. What wants to flow from your heart? And you can also ask, what's being asked of me? What does the divine want from me? What does my higher self have to share? What are my gifts? And you might know now and you might know later. Just asking the question starts to bring the answer to you. We can't control the timing. So just breathing, taking a few breaths as you meditate on that question, and just notice what you notice and what comes to you. Softening your body, softening your heart, continuing to allow this nourishment from above and behind. Continuing to feel this anchor, this steadiness from the earth below. And finally asking yourself, how can you begin to share these gifts and allow your heart's light to flow today, this week? What's one next step you can take? What's one thing that you feel ready to share now? And as you're ready, you can stretch and just opening your eyes and even maybe moving your body, maybe standing up into that light and really feeling like you're filling with light as you open your eyes and come into conscious awareness, looking around your room. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're feeling inspired and ready for more, go to anneobrienliving.com to get a free meditation to turn on your creativity, intuition, and freedom. Get a free mini reading on your questions in the monthly Empowered Living Psychic Lounge. Details are at anneobrienliving.com/lounge. And meanwhile, if you enjoyed today's show, I'd love if you'd subscribe, rate, and review it.
that helps others find it and supports me to keep sharing. Much love, shine your light, and I will see you next time.